Dr. Zanita Tutu, we want to thank you so much for being with us today on the Duck Pond Wall. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Fun. Now we're going to talk about your job for just a minute, but before we get into that, tell me where you actually physically are right now. Not like your kitchen, but like what town? Sorry.
I'm literally in my bedroom. I am in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Right.
In my bedroom.
You were in D.C. for such a long time, but I have to stop and remind myself that you're in Virginia Beach now. How long have you been in Virginia Beach?
Huh?
How long have you been in Tidewater, Virginia Beach?
We moved in 2015, so 5 years now. Yeah. Okay. I followed that Emory and Henry boy.
That Greg Hamlin, that cute boy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
What's he doing down there?
He works for Anthem. He is their marketing analytic guy.
Wow.
He does marketing analytics and all these Excel things that's not my cup of tea. So.
Well, but he's not going to give anybody a crown. So, it all works out kind of even, don't you think? Mm-hmm. So tell us, you were a dentist and let's back up. You finished your dental school at Howard University, right? Mm-hmm. And I noticed that you said that was your dad's alma mater. Was he a dentist?
Yep. He's still practicing. The man will not sit down. So.
you say that like he's really old. Is he like my age or something?
Monica. He's a lot older than you.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah, man's pushing 80. So.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, he's up there. But he doesn't look it and he's doing well. But yeah, so my father graduated in the 70s. He graduated in 79 from mm-hmm. Howard. Came here as an international student from Ghana.
That's cool.
Like a foster family, well, not foster family, but a family that I guess gave him a place to live while he was
here.
He was a taxi driver and all of that. So I'm self doing dental school and he's still practicing. It's just he's all the way over there. I'm over here. So yeah.
Your parents are both in Ghana. So do you get to see them very often?
So yeah, last year we went as a family to visit. We went for Easter. That was fun. The girls loved it. So we try to see at least once a year. I haven't seen them this year, of course. My mom was supposed to come with my sister, and then that kind of all got crazy. And then the girls and I were supposed to go in December. I don't see that happening, but that was the plan. Last year we became Ghanaian citizens. It's so backwards. So
how does that work?
I know. So because I was born in New York. So, and then I grew up in Canada, and so I was dual citizen that way. But then I just was thinking, if I'm going to be traveling back and forth, especially as my parents are getting older, I'm not paying for a visa every time because for a family of four, that's expensive. And my parents are Ghanaian, so why am I not a Ghanaian citizen? So I applied for myself and the girls, and then we got that. So now we got to get our passport. So that's the next thing I had to work on. And then Greg can become a citizen.
No kidding. So do the girls think, how old are your daughters now?
Zoe's 4 and Adra's 3. So I have a 3 and a 4-year-old.
Wow. That's not busy at all.
Zoe will be 5 in September. So they're 19 months apart. You know me, I set a plan. I just got to do it and get it over with.
Is this on the right time? Are you still on the right time schedule? Baby number 2, you're still on schedule.
Check.
Got it. Well, did they think this is cool that they have so I guess you've got dual citizenship then. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do they think that's cool?
They do. So at the time, so last year when we officially got the documents and my mom called, you guys are Ghanaian citizens. Zoe was in summer camp.
Uh-huh.
And I had a cake made for her to take
camp. Cute.
And then JoJo got little cupcakes to take to her daycare. And they had the American flag and the Ghanaian flag together. And then what did it say? I think the person that did the cake said Wakanda Forever or something like that on it. And so when I took it to Zoe's school or her camp,
yeah,
they were dying laughing. They're like, what happened? But then because those flags were there, people couldn't tell, like, did you just become American citizens? Or,
like, which way was this going?
But yeah, they all thought it was funny because Black Panther had come out and people had seen it. So yeah, I mean, and Zoe loved it. She's like, I'm from two places. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, let's talk about your work a little bit, because you just finished up a really cool designation. You're a dentist, but most people know about what a dentist is, but tell us about you just, and I'm going to get the letters wrong. You just finished this thing, but only 6% of dentists do.
I know, it's crazy. So yes, I got my fellowship. I was awarded it this past weekend. So I'm now a fellow of the Academy of General Dentistry. So if you see anybody or a dentist that has FAGD at the end of their name or after the DDS, that's what that is. And essentially it means that you've taken a lot of hours of continuing education. But aside from that, you know, you of course have to be in good standing. You know, you can't have so much on your license. And you also have to take a 4-hour intense exam. Now, that was not fun. I wish I did it like earlier in my career, because I'm almost like 10 years out and then now having to sit for 4 hours. But you know, so anyway, but that's that. And then you really are charged with going out and being a leader in the dental community and upholding essentially just ethics and all of that. And
you're like a standard bearer.
Yeah.
For other dentists.
Right. And you really have to you have to stay on the cusp of dentistry, of like modern dentistry, what's changing. You can't just, the last CE I took was 10 years ago, where I'm still placing whatever composites or whatever. You just need to be on top of everything. So if something new's out, you're learning it. You're staying ahead of things.
Is that difficult? I mean, where do you go to like find out what the newest, greatest thing is? Are there conferences every year or YouTube videos? Are there YouTube videos? Because they have those for everything.
There are YouTube videos and IG things for everything. But yes, conferences are where I really get a lot of my taste of what's new and what I should look into. I mean, I get a lot of dental journals too, so I read that. I read journals a lot. And then podcasts.
Oh, interesting.
To the rabbit hole of podcasts. And I'm also a laser dentist, so I listen to a lot of stuff with lasers, like, you know, and I've been looking at different lasers and trying to see what else I can do with the lasers.
What do you do with the laser?
Oh, I tell you about what I do with these lasers.
Oh.
So what really got me into it was treating infants. So I treat infants that are having issues with nursing. That's really how I start. So both my kids were tongue and lip tied. So their tongue was a little restricted or tethered. So they weren't able to nurse as well initially. Mm-hmm. With my second, I caught on earlier because I knew what was happening because I had the experience first. So that's how I really got involved with laser dentistry. And then I decided to get board certified in it. So I went, did that. And then I was like, wait a minute, I can do so much more. So you can do things like gum contouring, depigmentations. There's a case I did with someone that had like a lot of melanin on their tongue and they wanted to have more pink appearance to their tongue. So we were able to use laser to remove that surface pigmentation so that the pink tissue can be exposed. But there's so much you can do with it. But that's where I started. And so I do see babies and their moms or that dyad to try and help out with that, to make sure that they're nursing. I've been working with lactation consultants and cranial sacral therapists because I'm kind of a hippie.
I'm not going to argue. I don't have a problem with hippies.
So I'm kind of all the way in it, you know, natural birth, everything.
Did you do that?
Yeah, twice. That's why I'm done.
Yeah.
Twice. I wanted a water birth, but too quick. Couldn't get it. Yeah. If I did it again, it would just be to have the water birth, but I'm not going to.
Yeah. That's interesting. Because you checked that off. And so now you're moving on to other stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. So why only 6% of dentists? Is because it's so hard. It's a lot of time.
You know, that's a good question. I think that there's that and the exam. I mean, once you're done with dental school, it's kind of like done.
So
I think taking the time to get up and study and learn everything that's science-based and going to take that exam. I mean, it was daunting for me too initially, you know, but then I just had to kind of buckle up and say, I'm doing it. You can get comfortable and, you know, so.
Well, I'm especially impressed that you did it with a full family too. I mean, that is such a lot of time. I'm just impressed that you pulled all that off.
Thank you. But now tell me this.
So did you always think, oh, I'm going to be a dentist? When you were at Emory Henry, is that what you thought about doing?
Oh yeah. I knew that going in. So when I was younger, so my dad's practice was in Canada. Mm-hmm. And so after school, I had to go to his office and just wait. So I found a comfy place in his lab and I used to play with wax. Now he wouldn't let me use the heat. So I found ways, like he wouldn't let me use the Bunsen burner because an elementary child using a Bunsen burner, you know.
Burning the house down, hello.
And so I found different ways, warm water and heat to soften the wax. And I would just play with wax. And so I actually thought I'd become a lab technician. Making the crowns, making the dentures, stuff like that. And because I like the art part of it, I like doing things with my hands. So then I realized that it was missing that person-to-person interaction. And I'm kind of an extrovert.
Kind of. A little bit.
So
maybe not full on, but a little bit, yeah.
Just a little bit. You know, I have to recharge sometimes. Mm-hmm. I realized that wasn't for me, sitting at the bench all the time and seeing how my dad could like interact with the patients and help get them out of pain and the art of doing his fillings. You know, they weren't just thumbprints, they were like actual with anatomy and stuff like that. I was like, yeah, this is what I got to do because it's still in medicine.
Awesome.
But you know, I'm not doing like brain surgery or anything like that. So
yet
you never know.
Still early, you got that laser and you're just playing with it. And so, you know.
Yeah. And you just side note, there are also ways you can use the laser for intraorally for if you want to get rid of wrinkles around the mouth. Yep. And also for airway. So people with sleep apnea. Yeah.
No,
this
kidding.
Not a plug at all, but the Fotona laser can do that. So I'm really interested in that. I'm going to learn more about that.
Well, yeah, I've got some stuff I'll ask you after this, especially the wrinkles. So what did you major in Emory? Were you a chemistry major?
Biology. Yeah. So my last 2 years, it kind of got weird because I wanted to do bio and chem together. Mm-hmm. And then I also wanted to do mass communications. So
it is like a running It is a running joke that everybody I talk to somehow has got mass comm in their dossier.
Yes. So I graduated with biology with a concentration in chem and mass communications.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So
but I'm using it. I'm writing now. And stuff.
That's right. You just had an article published in the ADA journal.
And that was my second one. COVID.
See?
COVID. I'm just writing now.
You're writing.
And then I'm writing for my dental component for Tidewater.
See.
Who knows? I might write a book.
See, it was probably that English class you took and that liberal arts background. That's exactly what's got you all prepared.
Thank you, Emory and Henry.
That's what I'm talking about. So were there activities that you did at Emory that kind of prepared you for what you're doing? Or I don't know. I don't remember what all you were involved in.
You know, to some degree, I thought it was a little bit boring. I'll have to ask other people because I was studying a lot. But then, you know, I managed to become a PICAP. So somehow.
Got that done.
I mean, my big Casey was great because she helped me, you know, figure out how to study.
Oh.
Really just making sure that I managed my time. I mean, I would have just studied my way through Emory, to be quite honest. I would have just been like, I came here for one thing only, I'm out. But I think what prepared me, especially with my social part of me, or my social character, or yeah, whatever. I think Emory and my friends that, you know, I had and have helped me to try to, what's the word? I'm trying to.
Is balance the word you're looking for?
No. Balance is it, but also to, I was a bit uptight. Yeah, because my parents were very strict. Like, you get a B, why? Well, did somebody else get an A? So what did you get a B for?
Oh, mercy.
Yeah, so.
I would have been left by the side of the road by your parents. They would have just said, dumped you. Find your way home.
Yeah, so balance is appropriate. That's the right word.
Well, bless your heart. Well, I think that's cool that you found it and figured out how to do sort of all of those things there. That's really cool. So do you recommend dentistry to young people coming along? Is it a good field for people to look at?
I mean, I love it. I mean, if you like art and you can tolerate people, great profession. Yeah, and I think it's only improving. I mean, if you like learning about new things, I mean, I feel like if you're in dentistry, you have to be a lifetime learner. Like, you can't just stop learning. You have to, you know, keep going and learning new things and how things affect people. So I would highly recommend it, but I'm, you know, I might be biased a little bit, but
well, you're allowed to be.
It's a great STEM field. It has a mixture of everything, I think, and again, biased. Mm-hmm. But it's a field that has a little bit of everything. You're doing a little bit of art. There's science. There's just, it's an amalgamation. See if I was able to pull that in there.
Big word, yeah.
Amalgamation of things.
You're the first person I think I've ever heard use art in connection with dentistry. And maybe it's just because I don't talk to a lot of dentists, but I think that's kind of cool that you say that. So how do you mean that?
So it is. So, okay. So imagine you get somebody with, a really big cavity, right? You've got this black hole, right? Mm-hmm. Now you're tasked with numbing that patient up, cleaning all of that out of there, disinfecting that site. And then now you've got to fill it and restore it to something that looks better than what they came in with, or trying to restore it to what it was, you know, before, what that anatomy was before, that they can function on. You still have to be able to chew on it. You still have to be able to use it, you know? So it's art. And then crowns, veneers, whitening, these pigmentations I can do with the laser, it's all an aesthetic thing. So even though people might not consider it that way, because it's a tooth, whatever, but you can make it look really straggly looking and no one's gonna like that. But there's so much that goes into it, like contouring the gum tissues, just so that when the person smiles, they're showing the appropriate amount of tooth structure and gum. Just, yeah, it's definitely art. I tell my patients all the time, especially when I do a new patient consult, and we're talking about their goals and where they want to be and what they're where they want to be, or where they want to get to, and how they're going to maintain everything. I always tell them, I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my work, and I have no intentions of redoing any of my work. So we have to work together to make sure that this is going to last you, you know, a lifetime, or at least let me die first. But
that is, I don't think I've ever been inspired hearing a dentist talk about those kinds of things. That is really fun to hear. Gosh. Yeah, well, all right. So now if we have some student watch this who would like to talk about somebody, or talk about somebody, if you're going to talk about somebody, come over here. Who would like to talk with somebody about dentistry, then it's cool if we kind of get, you know, hook you guys up and you can answer some questions. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. I love sharing the love of dentistry.
And the art of dentistry. I'm gonna focus on that for a while because that is really cool. Well, thanks for talking to us about your career. But you know, when you talk about tea, it makes me think that there's some things you can drink that might stain your teeth. So let's talk about wine, Zanita.
My favorite topic. Aside from dentistry.
Now you've got some beautiful white teeth. And so I'm thinking does that mean you don't like red wine or you know how to get around it?
I almost primarily drink red wine. But so, okay, I'm gonna plug this. So the Wine and Spirits Education Trust, they have all these amazing courses you can take. And you take the exam that gets graded in London and all that good stuff. But
wait. The Wine and Spirits, what now, say that again? The Wine
and Spirits Trust.
What is, tell us what that is.
So it is a, it's for people that want to learn more about what they're drinking.
Ah.
And if they want to, you know, if you want to have a career, just really, if you're just interested in wine or making wine or what goes into it, or if you're in the entertainment industry or, you know, or restaurants, whatever. I digress.
I made you digress. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. So I took the first course, and that really just kind of it's like an introduction to wines. Uh-huh. And so that's where I learned about what I was drinking, how it was made, and the different grapes. Mm-hmm. And their characteristics and all of that. But I also learned to appreciate white wines and rosés and all of that. So now I'm branching out so that I can further my knowledge.
Okay.
As you progress or as you matriculate through the levels, level 2 gets like a little bit more in depth. And then, you know, the exam, of course, is a bit more intense. And then you go to level 3 and that's like really up there. And then there's like a whole graduation ceremony in London. It's great. Yeah. One of a local, sommelier, she graduated. I think she graduated this year, Crystal from Crystal Palette. But anyway, I plan on taking her a level 2 course because, you know, you get pins, you know, I love pins. So I like to decorate.
Thank you. We're going to talk about pins. My friends mock me because I like pins. I like to earn pins. I like to wear pins. And I'm going to say, look how cool Zanita is. And she's got pins.
I have pins. I love pins. I love brooches. Call me old if you want to, but there's something about them. Yeah. So I want to get my level 2 pin and my certificate because I see myself having a vineyard at some point in my life, or having a wine shop, or just drinking wine. I don't know.
I'm just sitting around drinking.
I would love to actually have like my own wine that I give to my patients at the end of their like appointments. You get a little like airplane bottle size, like my wine, like molar wines or cusp wine. I don't know. I'll figure that out. But then,
this is going to be my distraction for the next 6 months is coming up with a name for your wine.
Yes, please. And you know, the interesting thing is when I started, Greg actually pushed me into it because I think it was after kids. I really just like, you know, this is interesting, but I wanted to know more about it and how it was made. And so Greg was like, just go take the class because knowing you, you're a geek, just go take the class. So I'm a nerd. I went, I took the class, and then he got interested in it. So then he started before is beer, you know, which you could take some courses and learn more about beer and how to, there's actually a course on how to pair beer with food. And I didn't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. And
is that part of, is that one of the courses in this, to say it again, the spirits?
The WSET? No. So they do the spirits part. So if you're, beer. I don't think they do beer. But so he got interested, but he got interested in the business part of it, which I think is perfect. So we bought some books and whatnot, started learning about wine. But since he likes the business part and I'm the social one.
It's a match made in heaven.
I can't wait. Now I just got to win the lottery get a sugar daddy, something.
How hard is that?
Right?
You just got to scratch those cards every day. It doesn't seem like a lot of work, really. No. I don't know how do you have time to do all these things? You're like Superwoman.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. But no, I have a really good support system. Yeah.
Whatever.
Really good support system. Greg just was like, you want to do it? Okay, cool. Do I have to do anything? No. So yeah, it's really good support system. And then I think figuring out that balance earlier on.
Yeah.
Because oh my gosh, Google Calendars. I mean, I'm like plugging everything today, but Google Calendars is amazing, especially since like he and I can sync it, especially with the kids, and they both have their own stuff. It's all on one. So he can see real time if I've added something to the calendar, and it just helps me stay on top of things and allows me to say, yes, I can do that, or I can do that with concessions and, you know.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, you impress me, Dr. Zanita Tutu, and this is really fun to hear all the things that you're doing. And now, actually, you know, that wine and spirits thing might help me out with another little project I'm working on, so we'll talk about that some more later.
Okay.
But I'm looking, we've got to watch your time because it's a 25-minute show, so I want to make sure that we come in about right. Yeah. And so thank you so much for sharing with us and for talking about your life, your amazing life, and your cool career and your adorable family. And so thank you so much for talking to us tonight.
Of course.
Anything. And normally I would say come see us, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, about that.
Right here. Yeah.
Yeah. But I am really glad to see you.
Yeah, it's been too long.
It has. All right. Thank you. And